Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. I've been meditating about the goodness of God, the goodness and bounty of the Father, and the lavishness and the abundance of his blessings that are in Jesus Christ. And the sad thing is that God has prepared such wonderful gifts and blessings for all men, but it's left on the table and not enjoyed, not partaken of. Because why? Because men and women, and even children, are so determined to not walk with God, to not love God back and return the love that's due him. God is love. He's a great king. He's a great father. And it's not right to disrespect God and to cast off his love and choose other gods or other loves or other things in preference to him. And the clock is ticking. And the sand of the hourglass is wearing down. There's not much time, ladies and gentlemen. There comes a time when the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached to the whole world, as what Jesus said must take place before his return. And the time comes when the fullness of the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled, and the word of God is fulfilled. And all these things that specifically must be fulfilled before the second coming. And then there's no more time. There's no more time to repent. And the multitudes that hate God and return infamy for his love, shake a fist in the hand of God, and refuse his voice. It's a sadness. It shouldn't be that way. But there's a bounty, a spread of a banquet that you could not even imagine in the heavens, in store, reserved for those that believe in Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself, if it wasn't enough that he would lay down his life, and though he was a king, die on a cross, being misused by religious people and by a political world with crowds of people saying, let go Barabbas, let go the murderer, and kill this Jesus Christ. If that wasn't enough that he would lay down his life and suffer such shame and dishonor, you know what? Jesus will gird himself as a servant and serve his faithful lambs in the eternal kingdom at the table. He would wash your feet right now. And he proved this through his ministry. This is the character of Jesus Christ. There's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friends. That's Jesus. There's a bounty. And God's house is not full. And I've been reading this in Luke 14, and also in Matthew chapter 22, about the story. The king has a tremendous spread, a bounty, a banquet, and the people that he has invited aren't showing up. They have other things to do, other things that are more important. And Jesus talked about this in Luke 14, verse 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were invited, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I've bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I need to go test them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I can't come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. And then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and in the lanes of the city and bring here the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it's done as you have commanded, and yet there's still room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were invited shall taste of my supper, and that there were great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother, his wife, his children, his brethren, his sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Verse 27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Jesus goes on and talks about counting the costs. Gives examples. Whether a man was to build a tower, he would count the cost, whether he could really start the foundation and complete the task. Or whether before going to war, you could really win the war. And the Lord's using this as an example. We're called. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but don't respond because they have excuses, things that are more important, things that they love more. And yet they'll say they're Christian. They'll say they love God. It becomes an outrage to God. It's an insult. He's a great king, and he has the table spread for us of blessings, of life eternal, peace, redemption, salvation. Do you have an excuse? God's called you. Are other things more important? Land? Houses? Merchandise? A farm? Things that you're growing, some spouse, anything that's more important than the Lord, you'll not partake of the blessing of God in the eternal age. You're on the outside, and God's calling you right now. Wake up and choose to follow the Lord. Lay down these things. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself and follow the Lord. This is very crucial. Three times in this chapter, Jesus makes it clear, you can't be my disciple. There's a very distinct cost, and it's everything. Another thing that's important about this chapter is you'll notice the Lord is calling. The command is to go forth into the highways, the byways, to the hedges of the world, and compel people to come in, that the Father's house would be fulfilled. There's still room in the Father's house. There's abundance in the heavens laid up for those that will call upon the Lord in repentance. There's more people that need to come in. And though we're in the time of the last days, the times of judgment, with catastrophic disasters, great signs and wonders are taking place in our world, just like Jesus said, just like the prophets said, just like the apostles had said. We can read these things in the scripture. And if we can listen with our heart to the Lord's voice, he's telling us, these are the times. These are the times that darkness is coming into the earth. But the Lord's glory, his light, will literally come upon those that love him, that are looking forward to his coming back, that want to be pure and pleasing to the Lord. Yes, the judgments are here. And we shouldn't be totally isolated in fear, but the Lord says, lift up your eyes when you see these things coming to pass and rejoice because your redemption is drawing nigh. The salvation of the Lord is being revealed, but it's time to rise and shine in the name of Jesus Christ and go out into the highways, go out into the parking lots, the marketplace, be an example in the world, the marketplace, your job situation. Point to the things that are happening. Point to the Lord. The Lord is the answer for all these things. And there are people that God has ordained that you reach, whether you plant a seed, whether you give water, whether you harvest a life unto the kingdom of God, the Lord is the one that causes the increase for his glory. But he's called you to go forth, share the grace that he's given you. Has God saved you? Has God forgiven you? Has he been teaching you? Then share it with others. Speak, open your mouth, show the love of God. Compel people to come into the kingdom of God. People need to have comfort in these days. People need to have an answer. And it's the Lord. It's his word. and God will give you a word in season to him that's weary. God will give you apples of gold and frames of silver by the words that you speak. But you need a clean heart, a right spirit before God, and it will be the Lord himself speaking through you to people. When Jesus sent his disciples, he gave them authority. In Matthew chapter 10, to heal all manners of diseases and sicknesses, and to cast out devils, and to raise the dead, cleansing lepers. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't just be preserving your own life. Don't just be huddling things so you can ride out the storm. It's not about that. It's about the kingdom of God, the arrival of King Jesus Christ, and compel people to come to the Lord. Shake people. They need it. People are dumbed down. They're desensitized. They're mesmerized deliberately by the spirit of this age. Reach people. Do you care? Do you care that our Father's house is not full? It upsets him. He's angry that people that profess love for him are out doing other things. They don't care about the Lord. They're more concerned about their prosperity. They're more concerned about their success. And here God's striking it, bringing it down. They don't even acknowledge the holy act of God in his judgment. If you love the Lord, you'll love people. Let your light shine. Be salt. Be different. Be distinct. Tell people about Jesus. Reveal the love of God. Walk in wisdom. And the Lord told his disciples, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove." It's the time to speak. It's the time not to speak. And we want to ask the Lord, how do we speak? When do we speak? What do we speak? Be relying on the Lord. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your steps. But today I call you to compel people to come into the kingdom of God, to repent, to acknowledge their sins before the Lord, and believe on Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." That's your assurance from Jesus. He laid down his life for you, meek, kind, loving, truthful, faithful, a true servant, a true example of the Father, his love revealed in Jesus Christ. Today, repent for your sins. Believe on him. Let him be your life. He is the light of the world in this day of darkness.